I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we certain that we're ready to talk about this? We're going to talk about spiders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who in the room has a total fear of spiders?
Pretty big, yeah.
I am designated spider killer as a father.
Sure, yeah.
And former husband, but I don't like it.
Rip.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
We have to pretend we're cool with it, but like, I don't like spiders.
You don't have to like them. You just have to deal with them.
Yeah, I don't know that I like them, but
would you hold a spider?
Yeah, yeah, I feel like I have. Yeah,
ew,
definitely. Well, both of you would?
I've held tarantulas. Yeah.
She doesn't even count, though.
What the heck?
Like, yeah. Of course she's going to hold a tarantula.
Yeah. Don't lump us in together. I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, I don't either. Because she's hoping that it's venomous and it kills her.
She's like, maybe a tarantula's here right now.
You'll never know. I have one in my backpack.
Yeah.
Tarantula, I don't think I could do because that's more like a rat. That's
yes.
Towards
and they're fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 But just a little spider guy. Yeah. I don't love it, but I don't get freaked out.
What if it goes and bites you?
What?
Don't you remember that
so
friend
sorry.
Of mine? Like, they get bit by a spider and then it kills the flesh. It's like, what is it, the brown recluse or one of them?
Necrosis or whatever.
Yes. It happened to.
That can happen
radio
too
station
if you
is
get
named
injections,
after her.
So.
No, it just all of a sudden she started getting. It's a person who's named Alice, and she got bit, and all of a sudden her skin starts dying.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And it can happen while you sleep. Oh, I'll just hold one, idiots. Why would you?
I'm not gonna hold a poisonous one.
How do you know?
Yeah. That's the problem.
Live a little, man.
Yeah.
The reason this is being talked about is there. Researchers are testing the speed of spiders. They've tested the sprinting speed. Okay. This is real. Of 258 different species, and spiders, they can flat out outrun you. So when you're sitting, you're going, I can like do the whack and run, and if they don't die, like, nope, they can catch you.
But they're not trying to. I think that is the difference. Like, they're not like, and that's a person, and I'm going to run towards them. Like, they're not having conscious thoughts.
I think they are.
Okay.
Have you seen Charlotte's Web?
Thank you.
Not in a while. Not in
yes.
a while.
I think if you don't get a spider killed, you need to move out of the house. Because they're
It'll
like.
They'll find you later.
Oh, yeah. They're like, I know exactly who you are.
And I know where you sleep.
I watched. They have 3,000 little eyes.
Yeah, I don't like to be reminded of that. Thank you.
Well, and it's never just one, right? They're never. Are
it's
they the
never
kind?
Just one.
Yeah, they're not just by themselves, right? There's a no. yeah.
Yeah, they are.
There's eggs somewhere.
Yes.
There's, oh, is that what you
on
mean?
On their back yeah. more often than not.
You got to be careful because sometimes you know the stories that you were told as a kid. Well, if you hit the spider, maybe 10,000 little babies
can
come out of it.
Yeah.
Have you witnessed it?
Yeah.
What?
And you want to hold a spider?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to get the spider stories kicked off with my brother. He was way into plants. His house had like the pots that are like 4 feet across and 2 feet high. So he had like big, like a tree.
In the house?
In his house. Like a big tree like growing over his loft. And then he had like just different plants in different rooms. And he had a cactus. And he had the cactus for a long, long time. And just one day there was kind of a bulge on the side of the cactus.
Oh,
and he's
no.
like, not thinking anything about it. He's like, is there something wrong? He's like calling botanists or whatnot. He's like, what is this thing? And finally got somebody on the phone and they're like, kind of cactus is like, that's likely a desert spider that has laid eggs inside of it. You're going to want to drag that outside of your house because it's going to burst open.
With thousands of spiders.
Yes. And he's like, oh my God, thank you. And as he walked over to begin dragging it. too effing late. And it's like, and it is.
What?
No, I have like.
It's like a
feeling
movie.
Like I'm going to throw up right
it's
now.
For real. And they're just like. Like the mall on Black Friday, there's no direction. They're just like, go, 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 go.
They've got TVs.
Yes, and they're just running everywhere inside his house.
I don't like that. And that's on him for having so many plants.
But what if he only had one and it was that plant? Like, it doesn't.
I don't like it.
Can you, let me ask you what, because I told him what I would do. Burn it to the timbers.
You would have to file an insurance claim.
Yeah, I'm never going back.
And they should take that. There were thousands of spiders. I had to burn it down.
I burned the house to the ground.
Yeah.
It's not arson at that point.
It's necessity.
Okay. Anyway, anybody else in the room have a spider story?
Yeah. When I was young, I was probably 5 or 6. So I was doing whatever my sister wanted me to do, the oldest one. And we had this like playroom that was real grungy and gross. And she's like, all right, come down to the playroom. I'm going to get you lathered up in sunscreen. And then we were like playing beach. And
she's put sunscreen on, but you're staying inside?
I think so. And so I'm laying on the ground and she's like putting sunscreen on my face and on my arms, probably horribly, by the way. Like, I'm not saying she did a good job. And then she's like, well, you hang there and I'll be right back. And she leaves me for a really long time. She forgot I was there, but I was doing what my sister wanted. So I just laid there. And then suddenly I feel like probably 3 spiders and one nearly went into my mouth and I had to like fling it off and I was screaming. And that's when she revealed that she had actually just forgotten I was down there.
And you were probably covered in them.
Probably. I think they liked the sunscreen.
I was going to say they're extra like, sticky because of the sunscreen.
But like I have like the memory of like feeling something on me and then it came up to my lips and I luckily flung it away in time.
I don't know if 3,000 spiders or one spider by my mouth. They're like, what's they're worse? Equal. They're,
one
they're
spider this, by your mouth is bad. I still remember it.
Yeah. If you have a spider story that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423, call or text.
I don't know that I have particular one, but I definitely know the guys who come door to door and try to sell you the bug repellent, and they always go,
so smart.
Spiders. And my wife is a plant lady, and we have lots of plants inside, but she's very like, inside's one thing, outside, let nature, like, leave it alone. Like, if the spiders
she
outside,
doesn't want them to spray out
because they help the garden and whatever, I think. I don't know, whatever they do. But the door-to-door sales guys are always a little like, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen any in a while. And you're like, are you releasing them or something?
No. Like, they do that to me. They're like, that looks like where black widows would totally live. And you're like, you have kids? And you're like,
I feel like they're releasing spiders. Like they're pushing. Sure, we just found a couple.
We've had a couple pest guys come by recently.
Yeah.
And we haven't bought. And we start seeing more spiders.
I'm telling you.
You guys think that they're coming back and bringing spiders?
To be fair, we have like lawn spiders. Like if we don't mow the grass soon enough.
What?
Or like frequently enough, you get like webs in your grass. I don't like
that.
Whoa. I do not like it.
Do you want the spiders inside or outside?
Neither.
How about neither? Neither. Neither, neither. All right, so we've got a story of a woman who had one in her ear.
No, that's one of my biggest fears.
Right, and it was like living in there. It wasn't dead in there.
It had a little condo.
Yeah.
A little
mouth
spider
or ear,
condo.
Which would you pick? You got to pick one.
Neither.
All right. So if you got a spider story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 10.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
59. I don't think this is a great idea, but we're talking about spider stories.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to affect Aaron or Tihak, but Erica and I are probably going to need therapy.
I do not love it.
Brenda?
Yay.
Yay. Spiders. What happened?
This one is crazy. My daughter called 911. It's in the San Fernando Valley. See, San Fernando, it's small. And her dad works for the police department. He recognized the address, but he didn't get there first. His two buddies did.
She called 911 because of a spider?
Yes. And the spider was so big, the two cops that showed up wouldn't kill it. They were afraid. Her dad showed up, had to kill it. Everybody got a laugh out of this. They thought she said someone was in her bathroom. She said something is in her bathroom.
Oh.
And it was a damn spider.
How big are we talking about that it scared a police officer?
Multiple.
Huge. Huge. It was big, and she wouldn't leave the shower. He was
and rightfully so, then. I had him shower. I'm going to call 911.
I definitely. But how'd she have her phone?
I don't know if she really said something or someone, but she would not get out of the shower. And all these, when her dad recognized the address, he thinks someone's in her house.
Yeah.
And he gets there, and his two buddies would not kill the spider.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's a joke we tell all the time.
Did he have to shoot the spider?
I don't know how they killed it, but her dad did.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Dead. Not my problem.
It's a former spider. All right. Thank you, Brenda. That was...
former spider.
Micah?
Yay.
Spiders.
Yeah. I had to burn spiders in a water for an old job, so they would fall on me. I know what spiders smell like when they're burned. Oh. All the things.
I don't
this
wanna...
was part of your job description. It's like, well, now, if you're ever in water basing and there's a spider that falls on you, you got to burn it, you know.
They kind of glossed over that in the interview, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It was in the written portion. Yeah. Small ink. Yeah.
All right. So what do burnt spiders smell like? Could you describe it to us?
Not really. Like really, really burnt chicken.
Perfect.
Interesting. I was going to guess burnt hair.
That was my guess.
Yeah, because it looks
like that
would
be another one, too. Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Micah. Real good chat. Eric.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Spiders, what do you got?
My left thumb is hollow, and I've got another 2-inch scar on my right index finger from different spider bites that I received from Central America while I was stationed there.
So it was like one of those necro, like the spider eats your flesh.
Your left thumb is hollow?
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not pretty cool. I mean, it stays depressed. There's nothing in there. It's hollow.
There's no bone?
On the pad side. On the pad side, yeah. Well, you can feel the bone.
That's how my mom's thumb is.
Oh.
But not from a
spider. So the flesh underneath the skin just was eaten by the poison of the spider.
Yeah.
Well,
and I didn't realize what it was. It just kept getting bigger, and then I brushed it, and so I had to go to a special forces medic who cut it open and squeezed it. I'm like, oh, thank Lord.
And what was the other? Where did the other one bite you?
On my index finger. So this is the dead of winter. I was stationed in Kansas. We were deployed in Central America. We came back, so I brought a tropical spider back with me to Kansas in the dead of winter to be bit by a spider again. Mm.
You didn't bring it back on purpose, you're saying. It just happened.
Did you guys hit it off?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well.
All right, Eric. Thanks for giving us a whole new set of fears.
Uh-huh.
Like a hollow thumb is a thing. Kenny?
Yeah. Hit your dollars.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right, Kenny. We'll wait for you whenever you're ready.
Yay!
Spiders, what do you got?
So, Christmas Eve. We had one of those flock trees. It was a cut tree.
Oh, yeah.
And when we came home from the mother-in-law's house on Christmas Eve, the wall looked like it was like a moving sandstorm. Must have been an egg hatch that, you know, spider egg hatched in the wall or in the tree, climbing all over the wall.
I feel like I could pass away right now.
For real. And then they just all gathered on the wall.
Like, then
and they're
what?
Like,
then
they're
what?
Chatting it up. They're like, what's our next move?
Well, what was your next move? Because you had to go to bed at some point.
It's Christmas. Nope.
I spent a couple hours with the shop vac cleaning.
Yeah.
They don't die inside the shop vac, you guys. Yeah, I thought about that, too.
If you close the shop vac hole.
How do you close the vac hole?
Yeah, take it to the garage and hope for the best.
How do you close a vac hole?
Hit us up on Craigslist if you know how to close a vac hole.
So we just pulled the bag up over it, threw it out on the curb.
Yep, that's what I would do.
And lit it on fire.
Yeah.
The best part was Christmas morning.
One neighbor finally came up to me and asked me, wow, how bad was that fight? The Christmas tree is on the curb on the morning.
Yeah, you don't want to know, brother. Yeah. All right, thank you, Kenny. Jenny.
Yay!
Yay! Spiders, what do you got?
I was down in Cancun on vacation, and I got bit on the butt by a spider. And when we came home, it just kept getting darker and darker. So I went to the doctor to get it checked, and they put like a needle in it, and then they popped it like a zit, and yep, out came spiders.
They laid spiders in your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
how do you close the valve? We're all gonna say it. We were all gonna say it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.